When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Excellent. Jürgen, first of all, how do you go about resetting the team and the club after the week that you've had? You've had so much experience as a manager. What are the specific things that you need to do to get over that disappointment and try and move on?
We had just enough. Unfortunately, all of us had enough opportunities to learn that over the years. There's no season I can remember where there were no moments where I thought, oh, we should have won that, we should have done that, these kind of things. So it's part of our life constantly. You have to deal. It's never about how many punches you get. It's always how you deal with them, the few you allow them. And that's how we have to deal with the situation, or we always did. So that's now not the big problem. It's just the problem is that there are other teams we play against. So I think we will find a way to be positive, to see the chance in front of us, and all these kind of things. But then you have to play an opponent who has their own targets, who want to do maybe longer time for recovery, all these kind of things, different situation in general. So that's the challenge in football, because we never play just for ourselves. We always have an opponent. So we have to make sure that we become that opponent for each team again they don't want to play against. And that was a bit too, we made it a bit too easy now for three teams in a row. And we should change that.
How do you lead that reset, though? Because you as manager, you're leading the players, you're leading the entire club, the fan base. So what quality do you need to bring to it personally?
So I don't have a lot of qualities, obviously, but I'm always honest. I'm completely honest. So if I don't feel great, you will really realize it pretty quickly. I cannot really deny or just keep it under the carpet. So that means after a game against Crystal Palace, people ask me, "What do we tell the team now? And how do we build?" Wait! Give me time to think about it. So, but here we are, a few days later, and I feel absolutely great. I see the good in the situation where we are is fantastic. So, is it now what should influence us more? Is the last game, the last week, or is it the chance in front of us? So, and I'm fully in that there's a next chance for us, and we can turn things absolutely around in all departments, and we can make it still an outstanding season. It anyway will be a good season, but of course it's how you look at it will be in the end massively influenced by the last part of it. So far, great. Not the last game, but the season, and now let's use that. So that's it. So first and foremost, the boys know that I don't tell them things which I don't believe in. I'm 100% sure we can really win all the football games we have from now on. But that's not too important, because we only have to play the next one, and that's the most important now.
How much belief do you have, though?
100%. 100%. There's no getting over the line. You mean what?
Winning.
Yeah, no, that's obviously not in our hands. It's not about that. You cannot. I think if we would win all our games, yeah, there's a good chance that we will be champion. If not, yeah, then it's a good chance that somebody else is there. Maybe we only have to win five or whatever, but it's really, nobody knows. So who would have thought that Arsenal lose against Aston Villa? But it was always clear, if you're a football person, you think, oh, Aston Villa, wow. Well, we have to go there still, so that's not one of my favorite away games or whatever. So, but it just happens. Now we all sit here and think, okay, City, they will win all their games. Yeah, that's happened quite frequently, but they have a lot of games to play, difficult opponents as well, stuff like this. So it's not, we don't think about them. It's just, how can we make sure that we start winning games again? We had a bad week, result-wise. Not even performance-wise, all of them, and good moments, created an awful lot of chances, which is absolutely ridiculous, and didn't use one of them, more or less. So that's not great. But the worst thing in football is not to have chances. That's the worst thing. And then it's better you deal with chances you miss than you have no chances. And that's why I'm absolutely positive. And after a day off and stuff like this and processing the things properly, yeah, I'm more than happy with the situation we are in.
Does it help you that the club have been in this position before as well, and you've got senior players in the squad who will lead the team who have been in this position before?
Yeah, but when we were in a position, we didn't win the league in the end. So that's it. That's how it is. We were lost by a point or stuff like this. So what kind of experience is that? We know how to get there, and then don't. It's not about that. That is not the main difference. But it's good to know that you are good, that you can cause other teams problems. But the thing is clear: if you want to be champion in the Premier League, you have to be close to perfection. So, and if you are not perfect, you have to deal with the setbacks in the best possible way or in a perfect way. So because that's about, and that's what we are now doing. We had a setback week, if you want, with three games we didn't like too much, the results especially, and now we have to start turning it around.
How much does it benefit you to have Trent Alexander-Arnold and Diogo Jota back fit at this stage?
Very much, but the thing is, so we need Trent Alexander-Arnold, of course, but we need him in a really good shape, and that's now how to, in a form, and it's now what he has to get up to. And it's not about him, it's not his fault if he wouldn't be, it's just a situation. So how quick can we get him rolling, if you want? Same for Diogo, it was the same for Robbo, it is the same for Mo, where they all had injuries which they never had before, if you want, for length. Dom Szoboszlai, same. So Curtis Jones, the same. So it's good to have them, but it's not about who wears the shirt, it's about how can we perform. And that's how it is. We have to find a way to help the boys in the best way, to bring them as quick as possible into their best form or shape, and then from there we have to go. But yeah, of course, each players with that quality anyway are, yeah, without them we wouldn't have a chance. With them, we have a chance. With them in a really good football moment, yeah, chance is getting bigger and bigger.
How difficult is it to get those players to find that rhythm when there is no sense of being able to ease them back? You really need them back firing.
Yeah, there's no perfect way. The boys have more or less have to get through this by themselves. So now we have the injury with Conor Bradley. So it means one right back solution is gone. So that means anyway, good that Trent is back. So now he will probably find a way into it on the field by doing it. Yeah. So exactly. And so that's how it is. But yeah, we can talk about that for the next 5 days. And I'm long in the business, and I don't know anybody who can speed these things up. It depends to the moment. The better the team plays, the easier it is for the boys to step in and to get up to speed. If we are not in a great moment, it's really tricky for them as well. So they should not be the ones who turn it around. So we, the boys who played much more rhythm, they have to set the level and the other boys fit in and then push us to the next level.
Can I ask you about the challenge of going to Fulham? They've beaten Arsenal and Tottenham at home this season. On their day, they're as tough an opponent as you can get in the Premier League.
Absolutely. Now, I won the last one against West Ham, so that helps probably as well. With less, I only had a look at it. With lesser possession in West Ham, so obviously slightly different approach to what they usually do. I didn't see the game yet, but I will. And that's interesting. Marco is just an exceptional coach, I have to say. I always liked him. I always liked what he did, and he's doing there again. So they had a bit of a strange season. They were not well, then particularly well. Then again, a few results, which were what happened now, but won 5 in a row and with really high results whenever that was. And now they are probably in a more solid period again, ending the season. If you cannot fight for Europe, then you should not be in the relegation battle. They fought a little bit for Europe, maybe still do, but will not be involved in a relegation battle. So that's a real statement that gives them, yeah, they can more or less be calm, be themselves, and we have to see it always like this. On a day like this, we have to show that we want it more than them, even when it's at their place. And that's what we will try.
Thank you, Jürgen.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.